Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. The solar eclipse is almost here. Places across the state are preparing for this rare event. Potato Creek State Park hosted an event designing solar eclipse glasses, one of the many events held leading up to the eclipse. The park has a 97% coverage of the eclipse and will have food trucks for it. It's recommended to have ISO-certified eclipse glasses to avoid damaging your eyes. The partial eclipse will last from 1:52 to 4:23 this afternoon, with the highest eclipse peak happening at 3:09. Union North Ambulance Service will now only focus on serving North Township and the town of La Paz starting today. In a social media statement sent out Friday, the ambulance service says it will no longer serve Union Township or the town of Lakeville. This comes after months of uncertainty in the area, as North and Union Townships have been working towards a division of two jointly owned ambulances and other emergency service assets. More news is coming today for student loan borrowers. President Joe Biden is expected to talk about a new major student loan forgiveness plan this afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin. Reports are that this plan will require borrowers to fall into specific categories to get relief, including possible financial hardship or debt that's now bigger than the amount originally borrowed. A historic drug bust in Marshall County with 13 ounces of cocaine seized from a bourbon home. That's the largest bust in county history. Methamphetamine was also found along with suspected illegal documents. Five people are now facing charges, including 44-year-old Jackie Gomez. She's facing four felonies, including dealing cocaine. Two children were also found in the home and were temporarily placed by the Marshall County Department of Child Services. Charges are expected to be officially filed by the end of the week. Doctors say that 20% of all people suffer from allergies, and those with seasonal allergies will see those symptoms earlier in the year and for longer. Climate change and flooding over the last two or three decades has added almost a whole month to the spring allergy season. The impact is already being seen in the western states and could make its way east. Nothing helps the excitement of waiting to see if you're a billionaire like having to wait some more. The Saturday night Powerball drawing was delayed for roughly 3.5 hours because a state was having trouble completing its pre-draw procedures. Once the drawing happened, the winning numbers of 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and the Powerball of 9 meant that one ticket sold in Oregon made someone $1.326 billion richer. Matt Painter is not naive about the task his Purdue team will face when it plays UConn tonight in the men's national championship game. The Huskies have accrued a +125 point differential in the NCAA tournament, the second best margin in NCAA tournament history, behind the 1998-99 Duke team that lost to UConn in the national title game that season. Painter said his team must play an efficient game against an opponent that pounces when it senses weakness. Tip-off between the Boilermakers and Huskies is set for 9:20 tonight. Coverage starts at 6:30 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. A year after a stunning Final Four defeat that ended what could have been a perfect season and national championship run, South Carolina finished the job Sunday in Cleveland and did so in historic fashion. The Gamecocks vanquished the Iowa Hawkeyes 87-75 in the women's NCAA tournament title game to become the 10th team in Division I history to complete an undefeated season, joining UConn, Baylor, Tennessee, and Texas as the only programs to achieve that feat. Quad Cities finished off the week with a series victory. The River Bandits blanked the South Bend Cubs 4-0 in their series rubber match to take 2 of 3 this weekend against South Bend. The Cubs begin their home schedule against Wisconsin tomorrow night at Four Winds Field, with first pitch at 7:05. Cody Bellinger homered against his former team. Shota Imanaga threw 4 shutout innings and a rain-shortened start, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-1. The Cubs have won 6 of their last 7. Zach Geloff had 4 hits, including a 3-run homer, and drove in 4 to help the Oakland A's beat the Detroit Tigers 7-1. MJ Melendez hit his 3rd home run of the series, a 2-run drive in a 3-run 7th inning, as the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 on Sunday for a 4-game sweep. Miles Turner finished with 22 points and 13 rebounds for the Pacers, capping the performance by making 2 key free throws in the waning seconds as the Pacers beat the Heat 117-115 to extend their lead over the East 7th-seeded Miami to 1.5 games. Paolo Banchero scored 24 points, Jalen Suggs added 19, and the Orlando Magic kept up their playoff push with a 113-98 win over the Chicago Bulls. Lucas Raymond, Patrick Kane, and Dylan Larkin all scored in the first period. Alex Lyon made 37 saves as the Detroit Red Wings beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-1. The Minnesota Wild shut out the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0.
Decreasing clouds today with partly sunny skies this afternoon. Breezy with a high near 70. A meteorologist, Carrie Pujo.